I speak to you in the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. We are celebrating today and remembering Yvonne's 100 years of life, which she celebrated yesterday. And this, for me, is the first time in my ministry that in a church I've had somebody who is a centenarian plus, because Yvonne is 100 years old and a day today. And it's an honor that you are here with us, and I know and understand your struggles. You have to be brave to be old. I am taping this, Yvonne, you can hear it later. 100 years. Amazing, amazing things have happened in the last century. When World War II began, Yvonne was, I guess, about 24 years old. And a lot of things happened even in her early life. Flight, the telephone, the disbursement of electricity all around. The changes go on. Motor cars, the expansion of roadways. Radio came into being in her lifetime. Space travel, going to the moon, the internet. Sadly, also the atomic bomb and terrorist attacks like we experienced as a world community in Paris the other day. The Holocaust, global warming, so many things have happened in 100 years. And the church hasn't been just sitting still either. It's a great time in our lives. For with all these great inventions, church people have had to respond and say, what is happening? What is God telling us? Just as in the gospel today, we hear about these signs and symbols about the destruction of Jerusalem. And Jesus is saying, these are just signs of things that are coming. So what is happening? We live in a very exciting time, as well as a challenging time. Yvonne has lived through a whole time of this, and we continue on. Change is ever happening, and more things are happening all the time. So we as Christians have to be listening always to what God is saying. You know, about 60 years ago, we were just at this time remembering about the atomic bomb and the destruction of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. We were coming to terms with the fact of the Holocaust, where 6 million people had been summarily executed and gassed and killed and burned just because they happened to be following the Hebrew tradition, that human beings had now got so much destructive ability. And what this did was start to have Christian people questioning, who is God? And what is God for me today? And all of this has happened, some of it in more than just Yvonne's lifetime. And people are starting to wonder, what's happening? You see, prior to this time of the century, of the last century, people had this understanding of what's known as the three-part understanding of God. That God was transcendent, above the planet. And then God was on the earth. And then the lack of God was under the earth, and we called it hell. And that three-chambered, if you'd like, universe was the idea that virtually everybody, no matter if they were Christian or Jewish or Muslim or any other faith in the planet, carried in their mind. But with the atomic bomb and the Holocaust and better communication, people started saying, where is God? What's happening here? What is this all about? And today there is often erosion of people having faithfulness in God, because people are wondering, who is God? Where is God? What is God about? And how do I fit in with God? If you look at statistics in North America, in the last 30 years, belief in God has diminished. And it looks, and some people think it's bleak. Some denominations are closing churches at the rate of one congregation a week. And so there is a change happening. And it seems bleak. We're coming to the end of this Christian year and are beginning a week from this coming Sunday into the new Christian year. But I don't think what's happening is bleak. I think what is happening is exciting, and that God is present in the midst of this transition, for we're gaining new understanding. This is not a time for feeling down, not a time for feeling afraid, but a time for feeling hope. Because in the midst of all of what's happening is that we're starting to get to a better and more pure understanding of God. And over the next few weeks, I want to unveil that, because a lot of people have been doing a lot of thinking and praying and research and are coming to a realization that God is calling us to not hold with the old stuff that we try to cling on to, and some are clinging hard, but give way to a new understanding of God that's refreshing and alive and energy producing. Now, it takes courage, just like aging takes courage. It takes courage to walk in this walk. But as it unfolds, I'm sure all of us will say, wow, this has been here all the time. See, one of the things that's really upsetting for a lot of people, both within the church and beyond, is what's happening to our planet. What's going to happen? We have the big conference on climate change happening in Paris very soon, in days. And people are wondering, what's going to happen? What's going on? Where's God in the midst of this? God is in the midst of it. I want to read to you a poem. And then I'm going to share with you how that poem was discovered. And think about your understanding of God as I read this. The church of God is not found in structures of sand or stone. It is inside you and all around you. Split a piece of wood, and there you will find me. Lift a stone, and I am there. Now that's a deep, insightful thought on the nature of God. It was lost for virtually 2,000 years, this piece of writing. And it was found in 1946 in what's known as the Nag Hammadi Library. And it comes from the Gospel of Thomas, one of the Gospels that was lost until our own lifetime. In the bleakness of the post-war era, when people were coming to terms with what had happened in World War II, this poem that was written in the first century by people who knew Jesus personally saw this. And what it says to me is, God is revealing a new journey. A new journey that we had forgotten. I mean, why were those books on earth? And what do they really speak to us? And maybe in the gospel today we talked about Jesus speaking of the destruction of the temple. There is something new happening around us. A new and hopefulness for those who walk with God and follow God and have God at the center of our lives. Split a piece of wood and you will find me. Lift a stone and I am there. Today is the beginning of revealing, I think, a new way of understanding God, an exciting way of being church. And this is growing not just around here, but it's growing across the world. And I want to share this with us so that we don't have fear and worry and isolation, but we have hope and we have a compass of where we're headed. There's a new way of understanding God's presence. God's presence within us and amongst us. The idea of God being up in the heavens and sometimes occasionally zapping in to help us and then zapping away again, that's part of that old tripart that I talked about at the beginning of this talk. But that's disappearing. It's falling apart. And now we have to do is have this better understanding that was always there and help people understand for ourselves and for others that this is the way of God. There is a great transition happening. And people who are starting to explore this, pray about it, and see the theology of it are getting deeply moved. Next week, when we have a service of baptism where four members are going to become members of the church, I want to explore this further. For it is an exciting time in which we live, not a bleak time. Yes, we have human fear, but I encourage us to have human hope and to have a sense of God's abiding and divine presence with us as we journey. And today, as we receive the sacrament and take into ourselves the real presence of the love of Jesus Christ, take it in and be people of courage as we journey forward. May God bless us all. Amen.